Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, Jolly Ned. Did you hear Jolly Ned make fun of the, I think it was the superintendent from New London at the end of the hour, the end of the press conference? Listen to, she gets a question about will the urban districts be able to do blended learning. And listen to what she says about the swivel headset and then the governor.
Yes, I can speak for New London. We definitely are. We are preparing for both blended learning and distance learning. We are planning on having teachers do some live teaching, as was shared before. We're also having teachers wear swivel devices, which are recording microphones around their neck. And as they teach, they're actually recording their lesson on an iPad that swivels with them, so it can record their mini lesson, and then we can house those lessons and post them to families.
Isn't that great? The swivel microphone. She gets right into the nitty-gritty. And then the governor makes fun of her.
You're taking every necessary precaution to keep people safe, including the swivel mic, Cynthia.
Repeat the question.
Oh, man. Ned mocking the technology for distance learning and the weeds that his press conference got into. Oh, that is funny. Not very compassionate and loving and caring, but a good way to end the hour with a little bit of a laugh. These guys, the thing I don't get about the swivel microphone, though, is the swivel. So the teacher moves and the microphone holds still? Do you understand this?
We are planning on having teachers do some live teaching, as was shared before. We're also having teachers wear swivel devices, which are recording microphones around their neck. And as they teach, they're actually recording their lesson on an iPad that swivels with them, so it can record.
This could be a whole new dance. Teachers doing the swivel. I'm trying to picture this thing. Why can't they just wear a microphone? Like somebody who's doing a TED talk, you know? Like you're on stage, you wear a little transmitter microphone. But no, this microphone swivels with an iPad. The possibilities are just wonderful. Let's do the swivel.
We're also having teachers wear swivel devices, which are recording microphones around their neck. And as they teach, they're actually recording their lesson on an iPad that swivels.
You're taking every necessary precaution to keep people safe, including the swivel mic, Cynthia.
Including. Let's go to the Brown Paint Harrison Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher and see if perhaps, just maybe, Mark Christopher is wearing one of these. Could it be?
I don't
have Mark is wearing one of these. You don't have one of those?
I don't have a swivel microphone. I do have a swivel chair, though. And it actually
Well, if
squeaks.
if you sat on the swivel chair with a microphone and an iPad.
Yes.
There you go.
Or, you know, we used to do the hustle. Now we do the swivel. So, you know how it is. It's just times are changing. There you go.
You can
do the hustle with your microphone on.
Yeah. It's WTIC. All right. We're going to do the rant line. We're also going to, of course we do the rant line. It's that time of day. Don't forget, you can call the rant line anytime. It's there for you to make your life easier because you get to express yourself, your deepest, most innermost thoughts. anytime you want. 860-751-4698. Well, they can be deep thoughts or they can just be your regular thoughts. Either way, same number. 751-4698. We also take phone calls during this segment, so feel free to call in and comment. We were talking earlier about the police accountability bill before Ned interrupted the whole flow. And if you want to comment on the swivel microphone thing with the swivel iPad, you're welcome to do that as well. Okay, rant line time.
Hey, Todd, maybe you can answer this question.
Bob
from New Britain. Mm-hmm. Just had a friend fly in from South Carolina.
Okay.
All prepared to meet all the regulations of the state of Connecticut. Well, she said she got off the plane, never filled out a form, never had a temperature check, never got questioned, went straight, picked up her baggage, and left. She asked me, is the governor just blowing, well, I think you know the rest of that, or did regulations change? That's about it. Keep up the great work.
Well, this is government by illusion. They don't actually want to enforce things. They don't actually want to build systems. But the vast majority of us are law-abiding citizens. And beyond that, we want to cooperate. We want everything to work. And we're inclined to take, this is the worst part of the whole thing, we're inclined to take people like Jolly Ned seriously and think they're actually trying to do what's best for the state and actually have some sense of what they're doing and how to make it work. That is to put the systems in place so that something like this idea of bagging people for coming in from out of state without, well, from a dangerous place, you know, putting everybody else at risk. He wants to create the illusion that that's real. And for most people, it is because they hear it from the governor. But there's no reason to think that anybody actually would get supervised or stopped or flagged at the airport. They just want you thinking it could happen, and maybe it could. And that possibility is a big enforcement mechanism. That's how it works.
Hey, Todd, Chris from Wallingford. Just listening to the whole accountability thing for police officers.
Yep.
And then not having immunity. I don't believe if you're going to do that, then you have to do it across the board again. Here we go. With all public officials. So.
Yeah, well, I like that idea. Let's get them all into court for their malfeasance.
That could go across the whole gamut of officials. It could go from our governor down to mayors to representatives all the way to judges.
Well, yeah. And something is needed because the pressure of elections doesn't worry them. They've gotten so good at conning voters and rigging elections that they don't worry about elections. They've got those all figured out. So in between, they do whatever they want.
Shouldn't they be held accountable if they make a bad decision?
Yeah.
Or wrongfully put somebody away? I mean, there's a whole thing. And what about the politician? Shouldn't they be held accountable for the bad decisions they make that affect people negatively? Just throwing that out there. Take care.
So that's what excites me about this whole thing. Imagine if everyone who was in any kind of position, supposedly serving the public interest, claiming to be public servants, imagine if they actually had to do the job according to some standards of honesty and efficacy in terms of meeting the best. So how do you justify, for example, the union deals? How do you justify? If you went into court, if you got sued, if Malloy and you just went back in time, Lamont, Malloy, what if, yeah, well, I don't care, rolling too. Why not sue everybody and let them defend themselves in court? I would love to hear the argument in defense of themselves. 860-522-9842. We're working through the rant line. We're welcoming your phone calls, as always, during rant line time.
I think Trump should make a new trade deal with China. We will take all of the citizens from Hong Kong that wish to live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
In exchange, they will take all our Democrats to Hong Kong.
Okay.
Better make that. All deals are final.
Well, yeah, I get your point. But imagine how nice it would be to have those people from Hong Kong coming who believe in democracy. How about that?
To replay, message erased.
How about that? That'd be a good trade. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, let's get Greg from West Hartford. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Todd. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of reserving my judgment here because there's a difference between guaranteed immunity, which some politicians in Connecticut are using, and qualified immunity, which I'm hearing mm-hmm. from other people. Guaranteed immunity is if you're in uniform, you're on duty, and you use force, you're guaranteed to be backed up by the town or the state. Where qualified immunity means that if you act within department guidelines, you will be backed up by the town or the state. The only problem that I have with qualified immunity, and I want to see how they write it, is politics plays a role in that. If you look at the taser shooting recently, of the officer shooting.
Are you talking about
that had the,
down
that
in Atlanta?
The taser. Politics played a role in that. That was a good use of force. There's no doubt in my mind. But politics played a huge role in that. So I'd really like to see how they write the qualified immunity bill.
Okay, but which is it that police officers have now?
Depending on the contract, 99% of them have guaranteed immunity.
Okay. But all the politicians have been talking about is, all we've heard them talk about is qualified immunity. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's a term that they're used to just using when they have guaranteed immunity. I know I had within our department qualified immunity. In other words, as long as my use of force was within department guidelines, I would be indemnified and backed up by the department. And I was sued 74 mm-hmm. times. It's a law that I've looked into many times.
And how did those lawsuits affect your career?
They didn't. The department represented me. And 74 lawsuits isn't a big number. I've had wardens, district administrators with lawsuits ranging in the 200s, 250, 260.
The goal of those lawsuits, you had 74 lawsuits that were trying to pierce your immunity. You were defended by the government, effectively, by your department, and none of those pierced your immunity.
No, none of them were, because I always acted within department guidelines, and I justified it in my reports, and it was backed up on video and, you know, statements and other things like that. Most of them were frivolous lawsuits as a result of the use of force. But if you don't have immunity when you're an officer, whether it's in the Department of Corrections or a police officer, you're taking a huge – I would have never have taken that job without any type of immunity. And I think what you're seeing now is a way of defunding the police. If they do away with immunity – altogether, you're going to get cops in droves retiring and leaving service, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's an attempt to attack the way business is practiced. Greg, thank you. Good to hear from you, and appreciate you jumping in on this. Back to the rant line.
Todd, lawyers have plenty of work for a long time. That's all that is. Lawyers making sure lawyers got money.
That's all what is. I don't get it. That's all what is. One, the qualified immunity thing. 860-522-9842.
Yeah, I'm here to stick up for Joe T. That last caller was off the line, way off the line.
Somebody was giving Joe D a hard time in a call the other day.
Called UConn games for, what, 20, 25 years. Did so with style, grace, emotion, detail. Yeah, I'm here to stick up for Joe D.
You said that already.
The last caller was off the line, way off the line, emotion, detail. And then they... I hate to say it, but the station ripped his heart out, took him off the air.
Yeah, all right. Getting into the weeds a little bit. Thank you for the call, and thank you for supporting Joe D. 860-522-9842. Ken, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, Todd. How you doing? On this immunity thing, Todd, I don't agree with not allowing the immunity. I think you should have that private enterprises and in public. In other words, you got to stand behind your worker. I'm a business owner, and I stand behind my workers. If I don't have a worker that I don't think is any good, I get rid of them. And that's the same thing they should do in public. But
wait a sec. If
you're going to have a big expense and have to buy a separate insurance policy for every one of these guys.
Ken, if one of your workers say had to go into somebody's house for work or So somebody goes into somebody's house and robs them and maybe vandalizes while they're there. You're saying that you back them up? You pay the cost on that?
You don't have them kind of workers, Todd. You got to know what you have for workers. And if a guy's a bad worker, you get rid of him. You don't keep people.
Well, what if
that I know is no good.
I know, but what if you thought he was good? People make mistakes on such judgments.
Well, then I have to have an accountability from him. What happened? How did this happen? And have a conversation which came up with it and come up with a solution. But that would be one time. But you basically got to stand behind your workers no matter what you do. Otherwise, what's the sense? Why would you – if every time you did something, your boss – change his mind against you, pretty soon you say, might as well just do this yourself. You don't need you no more.
Well, yes, but what if you didn't deserve that kind of support? So what happens right now in police departments is bad cops get protected by everybody involved. And
I agree with that. They got to get rid of the bad cops. That's it. You know, go against the union. Let's sue the union. Sue them. What are you going to do? Go in court with them.
That's a really interesting question. Do the unions have qualified immunity as well? I'll bet they do.
They've got absolute immunity. You could sue them in court and say that you're making me keep somebody that's unqualified.
To overturn it. But that's according to the deal negotiated with the – I don't know. That's really interesting. Ken, good call. Thank you for that, sir. 860-522-9842. The unions are the culprits here in my mind because, well, the politicians ultimately who – make the horrible deals that turn the power of the people over to the power of the special interest group, the public sector unions. But I don't know where you could pierce that legally. Maybe somebody knows. 860-522-9842. Because to me, the qualified immunity shouldn't be the thing they're going after. And the reason the politicians are going after the immunity is so they don't have to do what's right. And that is go after the unions, because that's how politicians are. They try to do the wrong thing at every turn.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
It's me, WTIC. Just trying to figure out the swivel. The swivel. Let's get another. This is a great rant line call. This is John doing his thing. John should have been a talk host for sure. He just gets these. He just gets these obsessions going.
Sir, it's the rant line. You are the host of this show, but the rant line is the rant line. You are not to pontificate. You're not to interject your thoughts.
Of course, it's my show. That's the part you're missing here, John. It is the rant line, and it's a tool an entertainment device for my show.
Interject your thoughts into the rant line. The rant line is the rant line.
Yes, it is.
You play what you want to play, but you say nothing. These people who use the rant line are entitled to their rant, not for you to pontificate what they're saying or judge what they're saying.
Isn't that great? Aren't people so weird? John thinks he gets to make the rules for the rant line, but I don't have that same right, according to him. He has more power in this situation than I do, according to his mind.
You just listen, play it or not, or we do not need the rant line. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
If you don't need it, how come you call it so obsessively? This is the part I don't get, too. 860-522-9842. People are strange, are they not? You remember that Doors song?
You just listen, play it or not, or we do not need the rant line.
Thank you. Thank you, John. 860-522-9842. Bob Stefanowski coming up. We'll take some more phone calls and rant line calls as well.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.